Aleish Rochelik Beis, Reish Samech Beis, the fourth Vad. Oid Segula Achas Ishnab Machshava. There's a further property in thought. Sheefeches Gashmius to Ruchanius. It takes as raw material Gashmius and transforms it, produces Ruchanius. Davar ze misbe'er ba'arichus befek ha'kedusha b'misilas esharim. It is explained there in detail. Sham ne'ema b'fashtus. What the Mesilas Yesharim says there, ki zoi madregas ha'tamid chacham. He says that the level of a tamid chacham, ki hu b'choyach Torah soy, b'vaday ba'al machshava. Tamid chacham, with the power of his Torah, certainly, it goes without saying that he is a ba'al machshava, how he get tamid b'torah v'chochma, who is thinking constantly in Torah v'chochma. Hu ashe amu ala pasuk, it derives from this pasuk here from Yisroi, ויבוא אהרון בכל זקני ישראל לאכול לחם עם חויסן משה לפני האלוקים. So Moshe meets Yisroi and they go into his tent, and then it says that Aaron and all the zakenim came to share in a meal with חויסן משה לפני האלוקים. And Chazal comment, ברכוי דף חף דלד, מכאן שהנהנה מסעודה שתלמידי חכמים מסובין בה, a person in a סעודה in which there are תלמידי חכמים, כאילו נהנה מזיו השכינה לפני האלוקים. This is a source of it. הרי בוודאי תלמידי חכמים באיס סעודסם או עסקים בדברי חוכמה. תלמידי חכמים in the time of the סעודה will discuss matters of wisdom, matters of Torah, ובזה נהפכה האכילה הגשמיס למדרגה של רוחניות. They transform this eating, which is a physical act, to a level of רוחניות עד שנהנים מזיו השכינה, to the point where it can be described, at least on certain levels, as being in the splendor of the שכינה. וחוסב המסילס ישרים, he writes that further, שהתלמיד חכם הוא משכן, הוא מקדש, הוא מזבח. תלמיד חכם is the level of the משכן, and the מקדש and the altar. And then these are really paraphrases of what Chazal themselves say. וכל המביא דורין לתלמיד חכם, כאילו יקריב ביקורים. The person who brings a gift to התלמיד חכם, it's as if he offered ביקורים in base המקדש. וכל המנסח יין לסגונו של התלמיד חכם, the person who pours wine, meaning provides yain to Tamid Chacham, כאילו קריב נסחים על גבי מזבח. It's as if he brought נסחים, libations, on the altar. וכל זה מפני שאצל התמיד חכם, כל הנהג השמיס נהפכה לרוחניות. This is because of the principle that we're discussing, that by the Tamid Chacham, a physical pleasure becomes transformed into רוחניות, כי לעולם אינו יורד ממחשבתו להישג השמי, because he doesn't descend from the level of his thought down to the involvement in the Gashmi, Elohu Ma'alek or Esek Gashmi, Madagas Machshavto. Rather, he raises every involvement in the physical to the level of his thought. Yesh lanu lavin inyan ze mima shevinu ma'aramo. We have to understand this in connection with what we cited from the Ramo in Orechaim, I think it was Siman Vav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mafli la'asois. That's the bracha of Asher Yotzar. We describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as mafli la'asois. במה שקשר גוף ורוח במציאות כוח המחשבה. That's the explanation of the Ramo. In that he binds together body and soul, physical and spiritual, through the power of thought. הרי האדם משתמש באיבר גופני, as we said, a person uses a strictly physical organ, במוח שלו, the brain. וחושב מחשבה בתורה. He's able to think thoughts of Torah. ויוצר מזה חידוש לאמיתה של תורה. And he can create ממש חידוש, a true insight in Torah. איך יוצא אמס טהירה שהיא רוחניות מופשטת מעבר גופני? How is it that pure truth, which is abstract spirituality, how can that stem from a physical organ? זהו מפלאי המפעילה לעשות. That's precisely the point of the Ramo. That's one of the wonders of the one who does wonders. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who could create such a paradox. אך כיוון שזוהי סגולת המחשבה שבה מקושר גוף ורוח, seeing that this is the property of thought, it binds together physical and spiritual, נבין, we can understand what you said earlier in this paragraph, כי זוהי גם סגולת המחשבה להפוך עסקי גוף לרוחניות, שזוהי מעלת הקדושה. We understand that this is a property of thought, it binds together physical and spiritual, and ממילא it has this property of transforming physical activities into Ruchanius, which is really called Kedusha, through itself. Mikan binyan av. So what we learn over here is a prototype, a principle. Ki Kedusha eina inyan shel minagei chasidus. Kedusha is not a concept of all sorts of pious activities. Ela machshava masmedes gam toich kedei esik b'inyan haguf. Kedusha we are defining as constant thought, even when involved in inyanei haguf. Uveinyanim shechazal yatzu l'adam shekadesh etzmo b'im. In those areas where Chazal advise us to be mekadesh, yekadesh adam atzmoi, person should sanctify himself. What do they mean? Kavanasam shi'aseh yoseh b'machshava nechona. The advice really here is that those activities should be undertaken with the correct thought. Pe'ula gufanis anaseh b'machshava. To put it in one sentence, a physical activity which is done through thought, he is kadeshes. That activity becomes kadosh. V'nedak v'achshav, we should know already at this point, ki b'rvois yamim, perhaps over time. This will not be an actual vad, but he's advising the reader. B'rvois yamim, in days to come, nagir ulay lechach, perhaps we'll reach this, shenikba avoidas ha-machshava lizman ha-seuda davka, that the exercise we're doing will dafka apply at the time of Seudah, will devote a certain period of time to thought specifically at the time of the Seudah, liislamed b'kedusha zei, in order to train ourselves in this kedusha. Aval ka'es, for the time being, adayin aleinu l'amshich b'islamdus shel rikuz machshava ne'ima b'tira v'chokhma, we need to continue exercising in this way, concentrating our thoughts, pleasant thought, in Teren Chochma b'meshech chamesh dakois, for a period of 5 minutes. Vaad chamishi. Devarim noiraim gila admoi nishmaso eden besoid inan ha-machshava. Rabbi Yerucham revealed awesome things in the concept of machshava ve'ele dvarav ha-kedoshim. We're quoting from Das Chochma Musa Chelek Beis. The pasuk says, "Ami, ma asisi lecha uma hili isicha anebi." Hashem complains to the Jewish people, "What have I done to you? Or what, however, wearied you? Answer me. Let's see what your claims are." Amru Chazal here commented, it's a fairly famous midrash. Me'olam lo yichyevticha kodem shenasati lecha klum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I've never obligated you in anything before I gave you the means to do it." For example, klum chiyavti lecha b'mezuzah kodem shenasati lecha bais. Did I obligate you to buy a mezuzah and to do the mitzvah of mezuzah before I gave you a house which requires a mezuzah? V'chule, the midrash goes on to provide a number of examples of this, where first HaKadosh will give something, then he requires something of us. Haklalu, the basic principle is, shekol ma shenidrash ma'is adam, whatever is demanded of man, whatever Hashem wants from us, kol ma shechiyev HaKadosh ma'is adam, whatever Hashem has obligated us in, ha'malo yisachidonos, even the highest levels, Hitbi'am HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol b'chochasav ha-tiv'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already imprinted it in a person's natural forces. In other words, even though the Midrash only speaks about physical things, I never obligated you in mezuzah before I gave you a house. But Rav Yerucham understands this to be an overall principle. It applies everywhere. Meaning, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of you a certain spiritual level, He's already given you that level. That's what he says. Now, even the highest levels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already imprinted within you, v'ina mutba'im b'chochois nafshoi. They're already imprinted in a person's soul. Bo v'nir'eh davar nifla. Bo v'nir'eh davar nifla. Come and see something wondrous. Hinei ein oid milevadoi. That level. Ruma ma'alois. The very highest of levels. Ma'alas ha-dveikus. Talking here about that level of attachment to Hashem, she tachlis uchlil kol ha-ma'alois. It's the purpose, it's the crown of all the ma'alois. Hare hi be'emes nimtzes b'schud nasu shel adam. The principle that we're learning is that it's already there within the person. It's not as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person, again to use the mashal over here, do the mitzvah of mezuzah, but he has no house yet. So to hear, it doesn't give us the mitzvah of dveikus unless it's already there, the person has the capacity for it. Ve'adam nifgash bas v'chol shal, the person really collides with this, he encounters this at all times, ve'en omed azel me'olam, but doesn't necessarily recognize it. Ma'ala kol kach nisgava, such a high level, dveikus, v'chol echad margishah mamash b'chush, v'imaya adam isboinen ba, if a person would reflect on this, haya ze me'ames u'mevare lo yesod ha-torah v'mitzvois, it would validate to him the foundation of Torah and Mitzvah, and everything that's demanded of him. And Rav Yerucham continues, Hinei kol echad meitanu makir. We all recognize she'ein bechaycha shel machshava lisbol shum reishim tzedadi. The machshava cannot tolerate some other impressions. Koyachu machshava u kol kach dak ve'atzili. The power of thought is so subtle and noble. She'atenu'ah hachikala, even the slightest gesture mafiak v'abada, really distracts us, moves us. Sirtut achikal betzipon alakir. The slightest scratch on a wall with a nail. Dayoi bichdei lotzis adam mechshav. It's enough to throw us out of our thought. It distracts us. Hafra'as ha-machshava noledes al yedei ze. So this disruption of thought is born through this. Shasirtut achikal. Again, even the lightest scratch. Mafne al atzmoes ha-machshava. It turns to itself, the thought. It draws the thought to itself. So it's already focused on something else. And therefore, what follows is that from this perspective of the power of thought, it is impossible that there should be anything else there. If there's anything else, it already disrupts us and disturbs and distracts us. This is because, the deep reason for this, is because the reality of the power of thought is this idea of Ein oid milevadoi. When there's nothing else, mamash bishimon v'tziyah, as if, so to speak, in desolation, somewhere where it's completely empty, where there's no distraction whatsoever, rak b'matzav kazei ha-machshava. That's where there's machshava. Mahusa shel ha-machshava hi dvekus. The essence of machshava is dvekus, which is the highest level of all. It's attachment, it's einod levadoi. Mechuberes udvuka kula, totally attached. Einod milevadoi ahavad ein shiur. That's Rav Yerucham. Says the author, Harei kol avoidas adam liyachado yizborach. The avoida of a person is to be miyached, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to declare him as one. How do we do this? The answer is, bishtamshoi b'choyach ha-machshava sheloi. When one uses one's power of thought, lehat pisah b'inyanei Torah v'avidas Hashem, to attach it to inyanei Torah and avidas Hashem, that's yichud Hashem. Ki lazeh nesuna machshava, that's why thought was given to us. V'zoyis is gula sein. We learned that's its property. It is based on the idea of ein od milevadoi. Lo yinuchal kan levi kol divrei admor niflaim b'zeh. We can't cite all the words of Rav Yerucham. V'yesh lelamdam b'imkorom b'yunor. One should learn them in the original with great depth. Oid nachazor aleim bezas Hashem. We'll return to these words of Rabbi Yerucham. Keshenegei lian kiyas shema utfila b'shaar ba. When we come to discuss kiyas shema utfila in the next shaar. Ach hagilui anal, but still, these two paragraphs above, hu gilui atzum, it's a tremendous revelation. Vu sheifech oir chadash, it illuminates completely anew. Al avoida senu bin aril goza b'chshama. Avoida in concentrating our thought. Harei nechachnu ladas. What we've learned, hopefully, in this vaad is ki badakois ha-sefuroiz shanu misamtzim lachzik ez ha-machshava yinei echad. In those few minutes where we hold a thought on one concept, hinenu oskim mamash b'yichud ha-izbah. That is Yichud Hashem, the highest avoider. Mize yesh lenu his gedoila. We should derive great strength from this. Lishazek b'islamdus shelanu, to continue and to make effort in our practice and exercises, liknois l'nafshinu hakoach shel amal ha-machshava, to acquire this power of toiling in thought. Namshich lema'ase b'islamdus ikuz ha-machshava. So we continue in practice in exercising this, in focusing our thought, toich kedi chashiva ni'ima, thinking pleasantly, without struggling, without forcing it, b'meshech 5 dakois, for 5 minutes, v'chol amar b'arez ha-meshubach, if one can increase it, ach bitnai shezeh lo yachbid alav b'shum ofen, on condition, once again, that this should not weigh upon the person under any circumstances. Vaad shishi. Bazman he'aroich, she'asaknu b'yisamdus b'machshava, over a long period of time, months, where we were involved in practicing this idea of thought, kibalnu musag mimahusah, so we have some idea of the essence of thought, evetam b'naimus shela, hopefully also a taste, the pleasantness. Ubevaday yishtarbev mashu me'amal ha-machshava amitis b'oisen dakois, Gam nesech avodesenu betorah ubitfila. Certainly, something of our toil in thinking has insinuated its ways, has also flowed over into our avodah and Torah and tefillah. Hopefully, this is something positive, that through those minutes when we practice, that carried over to our avodah and Torah and tefillah, hopefully. Acharei shalav rishon, so after this first stage, the previous vadim all constitute one stage, aleinu lageshes lashalav hasheni, we have to approach the second stage now. Vehu ha'islamdus b'harchavas ha'machshava, practicing expanding one's thought. Yesh le'ayen oid pam basugya desita chaf alef amud alef v'teisves. This is, we've mentioned many times, this is a passage that appears many times in both the first volume and the second volume. We come back to it again and again. The pasuk in Mishlei reads, Kineir mitzvah v'seira oyur. And the Gemara comments, Tala kosuv v'sa mitzvah b'neir. The pasuk here associates a mitzvah with a lamp, v'satira b'oyur, and associates the Torah with actual light. Lo'imar lecha, maner eina magina ala lefi sha'a, just like a lamp, only protects you as temporarily, as long as the lamp is burning. Af mitzvah eina magina ala lefi sha'a, so the mitzvah only protects temporarily. V'satira b'oyur, the pasuk associates the Torah with actual light. L'imar lecha, ma'oyur magin le'olam, just like light protects always, af Torah magina le'olam, v'chule, then the Gemara continues with a mashal. Mashal adam she'merech b'ishon laila va'afila. He's lost. He's out there in the countryside. It's pitch dark. U'misirim min hakuitzim. There are thorns. U'min hapechasim. Ditches that a person can fall into. Pits. U'min habarkanim. Also thorns and branches. U'mechayara, there are wild animals. U'min halistin, there are outlaws. V'ein yodeh b'ezdech melech. He's lost as well. Nizdamna lo avuka shel oyer. If he has a torch, that's good enough to save him from the thistles, the thorns, the pits. That's good enough. However, it's not good enough to protect him from wild animals and outlaws. And furthermore, he's still lost. Once dawn breaks, he's already safe from animals and from outlaws. But still, he doesn't know where he's going. He's still lost. He gives the farashas derochim. Once he reaches a crossroads, nitzol mikulam. Oh, now he's safe because he knows where he's going as well. That's the mashal. Now, my parashas derochim. What's the nimshal? Marzuto amar zetamid chacham desalka leishma tali b'dehil chesam. And you remember that there are two other answers the Gemara gives over there. At any rate, we only quote this marzuto because that's what Tosfos goes on here. I don't understand why is he safe from all the dangers. If he's not involved in Torah, in those times when he's not involved in Torah, he's not nitzol mietzeh hara. The answer is that stam tamid chacham, not an exceptional tamid chacham, a default tamid chacham. He's described as Terasoi Umanusoi. V'oisek bah umeharher kol sha'a. He's thinking about it at all times. V'ein olech dalad amoiz b'rotero. Divrei Tosfos ele tzrichim leikalet b'damo shel kol tamid chacham. These words of Tosfos have to be absorbed into the blood of every tamid chacham. Etzel stam tamid chacham. And again, Tosfos is not talking about somebody who's more than a stam tamid chacham. Ein idena de lo yasik b'tera. There's no time when he's not involved in thought. Hu oisek umeharher ba kol sha'a. Ve'ein olech dalad amoiz b'loitera. Ve'ein zo madaga gvoa ledas teis. So according to teis, it's not a very high level, because it's stam tamid chacham, like we said, a default tamid chacham, an entry level. Ela, put back in context, de gam tamid chacham ze adayin enu yodea b'ezeter me'alech. Even he does not yet know, because that's a level of the or of the Amud HaShachar, there's still the Parashas Dachim. So even a Tamid Chacham like that still doesn't know necessarily whether he's going on the right path. Ad Shizkel Yos Pusek Bar Samcha, until he becomes a Pusek Bar Samcha, then he knows he's on the right way. Or Yerei Chet, that was the second answer in the Gemara. Asher Azeh Amadu Memarech Limud HaMusar. We learned this when we discussed Limud Musar. Me'ata Anu Yudim. So now we know. Le'an Paninu Mu'adoyis B'Iskinu B'Torah. Where we headed in involvement in Torah. Aleinu yes stam talmidei chacham yishel ha-tesus. What you want to be, this is stam talmidei chacham, the way Tesus defines him. Ach zei avoida shel machshava b'teira. Clearly, Tesus defines it as machshava b'teira. Yes eisek u'meharher bah tamid, to be thinking about Torah all the time, ve'lo laleches b'teira. Ve'negena b'etzmei, let's compare it to our concepts. Ha-musag shelanu b'asmada. Our concept of hasmada, when you speak about a masmid, hu la-sheves sha'is rabois kechol efshal yad ha-gemara ve'lilmoid. Our concept is to spend as much time as possible by the Gemara learning. Here we have a completely new vista, new horizons are revealed as Batei Sfois in terms of Esek HaTorah. The concept here is to be thinking not during the Seder. When one is traveling or whatever without Torah. In other words, what we need to practice is constant thought in Torah. There are masmidim in the conventional sense. There are very few who are constantly thinking in Torah. And if somebody is involved in some chidush, get some experience of this type of avodah shel hirut midi b'Torah. Stam tamid chacham shelano, our definition of tamid chacham, afilu masmid gadol, even masmid gadol, barega shu kam agma, the moment the sage is over, hu mafsik lachashav aleh. That's it, he closes a book with it, he closes his mind, and that's it. Hayekarim harutzim basmadei sera, those who are even more motivated, and they want even more hasmada, lukhim itam sefer belechtam bader, so they take a sefer with them, which of course is a positive thing. So they take a sefer on the way to whatever it is, the dentist or the municipal office or whatever it is. The problem is it's not always possible to learn from a sefer when walking or traveling. It's not practical. And therefore there's no escaping this. What you need to do is practice constant thought in the Torah. Specifically in the street, in the mall, not here in a quiet room like we had in the previous Verdin. Here the idea is davka in a place where there's tumult. And to be thinking about some concept of Torah, that we said from ahead, not to suddenly try to come up with something. Something that was set ahead of time. Here we're not so makpid on concentrated thought as we did thus far. Here we put more emphasis on the pleasantness of the thought. Here's the practice, the exercise. We set time for ourselves every day, half an hour of strolling. Rechov means literally the street, yes? I don't know if it's meant to be taken all that literally, but half an hour of strolling while thinking about Torah. A few weeks at least will pass until we manage this exercise at all. Aval davka bazener epiris, we will see fruit over here. Haragil lachshiv bader, somebody who becomes accustomed to thinking while on the road, yoidea ki achidushim hativim biyosei, knows that the best chidushim, mizgalim lo belechtoi berechoiv soin, are revealed to him when he's walking in a busy street uvamida ba'otobus dachus, or standing in a crowded bus. Once again, we should know clearly, this is the practice, this is the route, the exercise to become a stam tamid chacham of the Teisvois. Adkan.